That's what he does.
The president can't just say, all right, fire, and then they're going to fire. It doesn't work like that.
That's what they did in the Vietnam War. They told us bullshit.
Okay, well, don't swear, Mick. Thank you.
To get us into the war, they told us bulldust.
Okay, bulldust. There we go.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
Welcome to Saturday Night Live for another week. You are here with Peter, Don Pedro, Mad Mick, and Steve. How's everyone doing?
Not too bad today.
Just told me he's not here. It looks like I am.
Well, what's happening in the show today?
Yes, we have the latest in sport. A lot is happening in the
world of sport. Yes, Swans won today. It was great. Greater Western Sydney won last night. South Swan against the Doggies.
Don't Dragons spoil the whole sport.
Oh, great.
Shut your mouth. Wait till we get to the sport.
2-1. Our rugby union team got the punt yesterday. So
a what?
One Australian rugby union side's now finished. Not happy. And we got Mad Mick. Coming up, what you got coming up?
We have got warnings of the past coming to the future.
Mm. How can you have warnings of the past coming to the future? You have warnings of the future coming to the present.
Warnings from the past coming to the future.
Rightio.
Don, it's his segment. He can do whatever he likes.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
103. Welcome back to the program. It is time for the latest in sports. Peter, how is sport going?
In the NRL, some of the teams are down the bottom of the ladder now, are starting to get some wins up on board now. St. Dragons won today 42-16. South beat Bulldogs. Newcastle won 3 on the trot now, winning 29-10.
I told Mr. Munsey, the people from the bottom will have some upsetting times now.
Okay. In the AFL, Western Sydney won today. They won, had a big score. And then the Swans won, of course.
Where are they on the table?
I know, I saw that.
Where are they on the table?
Right, Giants are coming absolutely second on 56. Adelaide, 58. Swannies are fifth with 48, because you get 4 points for a win.
Right.
In the NRL, you get 2 points for a win.
You might be able to tell me, in baseball, if the ball gets hit out of the ground, the person who gets the ball gets to keep it.
They don't get to keep it. No, they do.
In America.
It's just like cricket and football, they've got to throw it back.
Okay, the rugby union last year, they had to get rid of two Melbourne teams. Was it Western Force or Melbourne Reynolds? The Rebels have got saved. Some big rich man came in with a lot of money and saved the club.
Rich man.
Yeah, so the Western Force have got the chop, and now they're going to appeal their situation. And the CEO is now, because of what's happened, he's now decided he's going to quit. We'll see what happens, if they're going to do and all that, but one Australian team had to pull the pin due to new rules. They want to have the competition. No Super Rugby team in Western Australia no more.
Oh, well.
Time being. And they haven't got an NRL team over there yet either.
They don't need one.
Well, they probably will in a few years. So.
What do they do for sport?
Oh, they play cricket.
They kick a can on the ground.
Yeah, they've got a couple of AFL teams there.
And they have wing kills.
What's wing kills?
Wing kills.
You never heard of the wing kill?
Nope.
That won the America's Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of it.
Tennis.
How's it going?
Nick Kyrgios was going good, actually, until...
Yeah, he beat that guy in like an hour.
Medvedev, he's going pretty well. But he's improving slowly.
Okay, what about the Ice Dogs?
The Ice Dogs?
They are losing at the moment 1-0.
That's good.
To the Melbourne Mustangs. That is not good.
That's very good.
That's not very good.
They'll win.
In Rugby Union, Australia lost to Ireland 19-17. I think they're playing their second game tonight. And then France beat Japan 72-14.
That's a big score.
So that's the Women's Rugby Union World Cup. And then I've been watching the men, the Asian Cup, the basketball as well.
How's that going?
So I've been between both. Jaya won, improving in a few of them, but
that's good.
Because you have about 4 games a night, but I only watch
four
one.
4 games?
Oh, but I just watch one of them. So a lot of sports happening, and of course, the Titans, they are not good, are they?
No.
So the AFL Gold Coast team, coach got the chop as well. Who knows what's going to happen with the Gold Coast. So that's all the sport for now.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
Welcome back to the program. Peter's choking there.
Chuck him in the eye.
It is time for Mad Mick Presents.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun.
Careful.
Careful about what?
About what, Mick?
Our past is coming back to haunt the future.
How so?
Our fearless leader in the USA is talking about doing North Korea.
Oh, how we're tied at the hip if they go to war with North Korea.
And the worst part...
Well, shouldn't we be, though?
No. Nah.
What do you mean, no? So you're just... If we need help from another country, we're not going to look to America for help?
I wouldn't trust America. If they go to war, they're still in a war which is going for 17 years. But didn't we go... Another war...
Didn't we go to war with them last time?
No, yeah. We're still in the same war 17 years later. Maybe. The same with Rome. They did the same thing.
No, it was not. Built in a day. That's a stupid
saying.
So if
we follow America, we're more likely to end up zapped out.
I think it's a good thing that we help out America and they help out us.
We should not say we're going to go straight into America and help them because you don't know what they're going to do. Especially with a crazy leader like
Trump.
Mr. Trump.
Well, people know he is crazy. And I think if Korea does something...
Trump would do the same.
It doesn't work like that, though.
No, that's what he does.
The president can't just say, all right, fire, and then they're going to fire. It doesn't work like that.
That's what they did in the Vietnam War. They told us bullshit.
Okay, well, don't swear, Mick. Thank you.
To get us into the war, they told us bulldust.
Bulldust. There we go. Okay, what bulldust did they tell us?
They said they were attacked by a certain thing in Vietnam, and they called... And
a certain thing. Go on.
Mick, that doesn't
help
your case.
And then they called all the allies into war to fight the Viet Cong.
Yeah, but I still don't see the problem with joining
Korea.
Forces.
The Koreans did the same thing.
Mate, Korea was before Vietnam.
I know. The same thing happened.
Didn't you ever watch MASH?
MASH went longer than the Korean War did.
MASH was... an okay show. I haven't watched
it. Yeah, it was a good show, actually.
And then you had...
That was Vietnam,
yeah. America's gone to a lot of wars, and they haven't won any of them since the Second World War. So why should we follow them?
Because they're allies. They do trade
not
agreements.
Allies, they're not friends. You tell friends when they're doing things wrong, you don't follow them.
All right, I'll ask you a question.
Yep.
Okay. Worst case scenario. If Korea starts firing off nuclear weapons...
They're all gone.
Would you want to have... American warships in Australia to fire back? Or would you want to just sit back and watch them come and land?
Have you ever seen Moody Beach? May 1953 or 54. And it was about a nuclear war.
We were just a little bit younger than that.
It was about a nuclear war that wiped out the whole world gradually. And it started off in America. And everyone died. So if they started doing bombs now, we all cop. The consequences.
Well, it doesn't matter which side, but I'd prefer to be with your allies that have helped you throughout other wars.
Do you know how many people were killed by the Americans in friendly fire?
It's wars. People die.
Yeah, but you don't get killed by friendly fire.
A lot of people keep aiming at you in this station, mate, but you keep on ducking?
That's because I ain't got duck in me.
You're a duck.
Yeah, duck foot.
But they should be calling you Mad Quack instead of
Mad Quack.
Mad Quack, yeah. No, Mad Quack. That's Mad Mac Quack.
Mad Mac Quack and Muff Dog.
Sounds like a good Disney movie.
Oh, God, help us all.
Anyway, it's bad to go to war, obviously, but I still don't see the problem with joining them. Or are you more annoyed with the fact that Turnbull automatically said we're going to join?
Yeah, he shouldn't.
Well, what do you want him to do? Do a postal vote on it?
No, if we have to have a postal vote on gay rights, then they're going to have to do the same thing.
That's a whole other topic.
Then you have to do something, the destruction of the earth, you have to have a referendum on that. Or a plebiscite.
Yeah, but it's only
they don't have to have a plebiscite to go to war.
Yeah, well, obviously, because that's extreme circumstances. Nick,
Howard went to war.
We don't have time to wait for a plebiscite to go to war, so they're not going to wait for it.
So Tanya plebiscite.
Tanya plebiscite's not going to do anything, but what do you expect to happen?
You don't follow Briony into war because these people are going to lead you into destruction.
Well, as Don said, you'd rather just sit back and watch.
Yes.
I mean, you're going to die then.
Who cares? You're going to die anyway.
So you'd much rather not take any sides at all and just sit back and be annihilated as opposed to doing something.
And you get annihilated anyway.
Yeah, but you still fight.
You're going to wipe out the whole earth anyway.
But if you're going to be annihilated anyway, you might as well fight.
No, you might as well make love.
Yeah. Well, Mick, think about this. If you're actually behind after the nuclear thing and you want to be making l'amour, you're going to have your pick of all the mutants, mate.
That's all right.
He can have all the l'amour he wants.
All the glamour. All the glamour.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
103. Welcome back to the program. You are here on Saturday Night Live with Tony and Peter and Mad Nick and Steve. It is time for Pete's Week. A lot has been happening in the local area. Where should we begin, Peter? You've got a couple there.
The Round Town Centre opened. An extension was open, and guess who was there to open it? It was the Premier of New South Wales, Gladys. She came out to Narolan to have a speech, and yeah, they got thousands of people turn up. That was the final stage of the expansion, so that's all, Narolan's all done. And next was open some more shops up in the area, I reckon.
Is she going to close more shops down once the new shops open?
No, they've got to open. I think I've noticed in Queen Street they're opening some more shops around. So, and actually, where I live, up in, I think up near I live, there's, I don't know if they like a dry cleaning. I don't mean people go to take their clothes to dry cleaning these days.
Yeah, well, they take it to
look. Clothes cleaned dry in a dry cleaner.
No. Yeah. If you want to laundry some money, you take it to a dry cleaner.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Why don't they just do it themselves? I reckon. Do the washing and ironing themselves. But that's Narolan Town Centre open last week.
Well, plans for a brothel located next door to a martial arts gym that enters for kids and young, kids as young as four, have received a major boost thanks to Lumiere's White Elephant, the Panjo building.
Yeah.
A development application was put in for the brothel and it was lodged in May of last year. However, the decision has never been made before. Uh-oh, I think we're getting to the exciting part of the story. One of the major sticking points with the proposal was its location, less than 150 metres away from the Panjo building. Not that it was next door to a gym, where an application for a 179 place child care centre had been approved. They're not too sure about the obstacles now for the brothel. It seems to be up in the air at the moment.
Now, Greg Warren's motion to remove the non-air-conditioned trains from Campbelltown has been denied by the New South Wales government. And he
why?
Is not happy.
What you know why?
Why?
Why, Mick?
It was only
because they're going to spend over $1 billion to fix up their stuff-ups on the Blue Mountains line. They just ordered some new carriages, but they're too big. Mm. So they have to fix the line which they're going to run on. They're, excuse me, buying them over in Korea so we can get them cheaper. Not really. It's costing them nearly twice the amount. Well, and we would have had people being employed in Australia building these things.
That's what I was going to say.
And the money would stay in Australia, not when you spend money over in Korea, it stays in Korea, not in Australia.
And the second stuff up. And all the loopholes for that stuff.
The government are going to be putting in $1.5 billion into more trains, Mick, so you should be happy.
Yeah, it's all going to go to Korea.
As long as we get new trains, right?
No.
Hey, you know what? The next thing on from that, guys, is like the Housing Commission building houses over in Korea and then bringing them out on boats, right?
And that's a good idea.
Which people complain about because, you know, they'll be the wrong size for the wrong size property, okay, and so
the measurements
on. They
right.
Might, yeah, exactly. But they might actually build some with like 7 or 8 bedrooms over there because they could afford to.
Maybe.
This is the second time they've done a stuff up on the public transport.
Well, hopefully it is the last.
No, who pays for it? We do. We shouldn't have to pay for it. The bloke who did the stuff up should be made to pay for all the damages. Throw him out of Parliament and take all his property and say, you stuffed up, you pay.
No. Don't take his property. Let him keep his property. Take his pension. He'll get more out of the pension than he will out of his property.
No, take them all. No, this bloke's a millionaire.
They're going to Koshagaya. That's where they're going. Because that's where the students from Koshagaya were at Campbelltown.
So that's because Koshagaya, Japan, is the sister city of Campbelltown.
That's right.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
That's why we have Koshagaya Park.
No, I didn't know that.
The 15 students from Koshagaya were visiting the region as part of their long-standing and successful sister relationship, the Japanese city of Koshagaya. That's why across from the Catholic Club and in the mall, it's called Koshagaya Park. Apart from visiting some of the Sydney's most iconic landmarks, the students also caught a glimpse of some of the MacArthur's best sanctuaries with trips to Barangarang Valley and the Campbelltown Arts Centre. Later this year, a delegate of the students from the MacArthur region will go and visit them.
Now, if you thought homes in Campbelltown were safe, they are. Much more safer than last year, according to statistics that recently came out. In the last 12 months leading up to July, there were 241 houses broken into. That's 190 less than last year.
Well, that's good. At least it's down.
That's good. Crime is down a little
bit.
But
where did it move to?
Other suburbs.
Things stolen from motor vehicles, that decreased from 606 to 467.
Dr. Tony Garlic.
Tony
Garlic. Right? Yes. Garlic is the cure for all that.
You mean Tony
I don't think that's going to happen, though.
I'm allergic to garlic. It would kill me.
You're allergic to everything except work.
That's a four-letter word. You're not allowed to say four-letter words on the radio.
Yeah, you got to say the W.
And you're not allowed to say the F
word. No, you can say W words.
No, you're not allowed to say the F words like fork or frig or four.
But you can say work. You can say with. Fun. You know. You can say left.
You can say wind.
Right.
In the middle.
Wind. Wound. No, that's five, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, enough on play school. What else do you have, Tony?
Play school.
All right, Peter.
Oh, koalas are back in the... Well, that's right. The future of the MacArthur region's koalas remain uncertain because of this, because the more have been killed off, uncertain after at least a dozen of the marsupials were killed on our roads in the space of a week. A Unanderra resident and a former presenter, Mary Winter, called on the community members to sign a petition asking for koala warning signs on the Wallandilly Shire roads. Campbelltown Council has already installed signs in areas, in other areas which I've seen. Winter said that she wanted to see koala signs as well, especially fences and overpasses to help the koalas across the road. I seen on the news, was it during the week, a koala wandering into a chemist.
Yeah, they asked you for
glucol. And the commentator said, oh, maybe he was looking for some eucalyptus lollies or something. He wandered in and wandered out. Those little kids just wandered off out of the chemist.
I was working driving late night buses in town. And I was the last bus into the depot. And when you come into the depot, you turn off your lights, turn the air off, everything down, and you open it up. And I did all that. And a bloody possum walks up to the front step. Jumps onto the thing, looks in, walks along the hall, height through where the chairs are, then turned around and walked straight out. He was disgusted.
Is that because they weren't clean?
Yeah, they weren't clean good enough. So he was disgusted and walked out. He didn't want to sleep somewhere where it wasn't clean.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management or sponsors.
Serving Sydney's southwest since 1989.
And you can watch their TV program. It's like community TV. No, this is Wagga Wagga TV.
Okay, Foxtel Movies have a James Bond pop-up channel screening 26 movies over 10 days, starting from Friday.
Started yesterday.
It started yesterday. So you've probably missed 13 movies already.
No, you can watch them. They repeat.
They're repeats, are they?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to watch them for if they're repeats?
I don't know. Have you seen all the James Bond movies?
I've seen a lot.
Have you seen all of them?
I don't know. I may have.
How many have you seen?
A lot.
A lot. Okay, I think I've seen about 100 movies so far.
But there's also
James Bond movies.
Yes.
There's also
because they've been repeated.
Now you're lying, Tony.
No.
And there's been remakes of James.
Allegedly, Doctor. You're lying, Tony.
There's been remakes of James Bond movies as well.
Has there?
No, there hasn't.
There has.
No, there hasn't. Yes.
Like what? What was it called?
It's either Spy Who Loved Me or one of these very first ones got made again.
With Roger Moore in it.
Yeah. They're not really remakes, though.
Yeah, they are.
It's still the same series.
Well, what about the Sean Connery one, Never Say Never Again?
Yeah.
That was never officially.
And then he said it in the next movie.
Exactly. He got told to never say that again.
And he did.
Man from Hong Kong, it was supposed to be a...
No, there's no James.
That was an Australian. Yeah,
there is no James Bond movie.
He played James Bond in one movie.
Yes, he did, but there is no James Bond. There is no James Bond movie called The Man from Hong Kong. Okay,
the views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
FM 100.3.
Welcome back to the program. You're here with Tony, Mad Mick, and Peter and Steve. It is time for Mad Mick Presents Part 2.
Yeah.
What are you angry about, Mick?
It is shame, shame, shame on putting homeless people away.
Putting them away where?
Putting them away from where they had somewhere to live.
But people got offered to move somewhere else and live, and I believe about a quarter of them took it up?
No.
Yeah, they did.
They had temporary accommodations, just like they did for the Olympic Games. Where did all the people go for the Olympic Games in 2000.
They went
in
into
Sydney.
A bunker.
They went on the track and field. They shot put, swimming.
They got free tickets.
No, when you can't look after your own people, you shouldn't be bringing any immigrants into Australia.
They gave them housing to go live somewhere else, and there's, people took them up on
it. How many people are on the waiting list? 130,000 people. The only way there's a waiting list is because the state government has been selling off every public asset of what we've got.
No, that's not why there's been a waiting list. There's a waiting list because of new people to Australia who get preference over us. That's the truth. I'm not Pauline Hanson, but that's the truth. Us people here, if we were waiting for Housing Commission, we would still be waiting for the next 15 years for it.
No, the other part about it is they got rid of Minto and they're getting rid of a lot of other Housing Commission places.
Where'd they send Minto to?
That went all private.
Yeah, but regarding Tent City, Mick... Yeah. They had to move on. They can't just leave them there because then everyone will just come and stay there.
Give them these buildings which are not occupied. Schools are selling up and let the people who are homeless live in the schools.
Yeah, but how much do you think it's going to cost to repair those schools and houses for these people to live in?
Nothing. Because they can do their own repairs.
They can't do their own repairs for nothing, Mick. It'll cost a lot.
It wouldn't cost nothing. It'd be like one of these reality shows.
Be on the dole.
Do the block. Yeah. Let the block do it.
Repair your school and then the people live in it.
No, it'd be like one of these reality shows. Maybe not the block this time, but in other times when they've done a house and so on, and they keep going to all these different places to get materials and so on. They don't hand over any money. They have a card, right, and it's all put on the account for a certain channel, a popular channel, less than channel 10. And
less than 10, more than 7?
And more than 7. And those reality shows, they're good to watch, they're good to get the ideas from, but for the people themselves, if they decide to do any of those things to their own place, and when they go down to the hardwares and all these different places to get materials, then they realise, oh, I have to pay for it. But they don't pay for that on the block. They don't pay for that.
20 years ago, we never had problems with tobacco smuggling. Now we've got the biggest problem, tobacco smuggling.
With Ibrahim's son this week.
That's because these idiots are creating the problems as they go along.
It's because it's big money as well.
No, it was because...
They wouldn't do it if money wasn't involved.
No, it's because, first thing, it was illegal to grow your own tobacco once John Howard brought in the GST. Two, they decided to put up the GST, they put up the price of cigarettes so high that people are doing robberies to get cigarettes.
That's because the government wants more money.
That's because the stupid idiots of government haven't got a common sense in their bloody brain. Get rid of these idiots and put humans in it.
People still want to make money, Mick, so they're not going to change the price.
You don't create a problem. What's the biggest problem they create? The tobacco. They're losing billions of dollars.
Yeah, but what
Wales did when they had problems like that?
No.
They dropped all taxes and then they didn't have any smugglers in Wales.
Yeah, but there's still going to be price hikes.
It still doesn't matter. And these are people are living off addicts who are cigarettes or alcohol, anything, even bedding. The governments are living off these people to make their budgets.
Then people should just stop smoking and drinking and bedding. It's not that difficult.
Oh, no, just smoking and bedding. Okay. We've got to have some sort of vice.
What about sex?
Well, they don't charge GST on sex.
They might charge GST on the...
I don't think that's the problem, though, Mick.
It is a problem because they have created the problem themselves in the beginning, and they keep creating problems.
How's the country going to make money and survive if there's no GST?
Okay. They had it before. They could have the same rise your taxes the same way as they did before GST.
Well, Mick, countries need government, right?
No, we don't. Which does right, not for the wrong.
I think they do some right. You can't say they don't.
Okay, everything at
Why
Malcolm
couldn't
Turnbull.
We be government?
Everything at Malcolm Turnbull's touch, he's stuffed. He touched TVS, he's stuffed. He's tough.
TVS isn't a good defence, Mick. Just because a couple of old people watched it, Mick, here and there doesn't mean it was a profitable
old
person.
Hey, I'm not old.
I'm not old, Steve.
I used to watch TVS.
Peter, you're like 45.
And the worst part about it, you're old. He touched the broadband network, he stuffed that. Because he was the one who got rid of the node. Or everything to the node now. Everything.
Mick, you have to. It's moving with the times. You've got to upgrade technology. You've got to do this.
But
technology hasn't been updated with the broadband network.
Yeah, that's the problem with the NBN. They're trying to keep up
See?
With
this
the copper wire.
This is what Mad Mick's saying,
stuff.
Though.
These are people who've got no sense Can't even see the future. What possible in the future? All they see is dollar, dollar, dollar.
That's how the world works, Mick. It's all about money. Yes, it is.
I'm sure they had everyone's best interests at heart when they started it.
The rich people always say, we deserve everything. And you deserve nothing because you're poor. That's what rich people are like.
Then work for it. I don't know what to tell you, Mick. Like, I don't feel sorry for people. I don't feel sorry for them.
Tough. We want our money.
Exactly, tough. Do your thing.
The rich should get taxed more.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
Welcome back to the program. We are talking movies. What has everyone watched?
Nothing. Movies.
Is that a talking picture?
What do you mean?
All black and white.
Black and white?
They are both form of movies, so.
Yeah. But what about the silent movies?
They're movies, too.
When cartoons?
Animated movies, yes.
Yeah.
What did you watch any movies this week, Mick?
Yes.
What did you watch?
Called Dream.
Oh, how was
it? I closed my eyes and I dreamed the movie.
I bet Roy Orbison sung that.
You had me fooled, Mick. No, well, I actually did watch movies. I watched War for the Planet of the Apes. I watched the new Planet of the Apes movie. Not very good.
Did you watch Conquest last night?
No. I actually went to the cinemas and watched a new one. Like, I've seen the actual other ones.
Conquest?
Yeah.
Was on last night.
Because they had Battle
for... The original one, yeah.
Yeah, they had Battle and Conquest.
Beneath the Planet of the Apes. That was good.
No, the
original ones.
The original one with Charlton Heston's the best one, I think, obviously.
About 30-odd years ago, when I was just a youngster, I saw all those movies except for one of them at Cronulla Theatre. Wow. Cinema down there, and it was a huge, big marathon. Yeah. There's so many people there. No one's went to sleep during it. Everyone's watching it, glued to the screen. But there was one of them that wasn't included in it, and I'm not sure if it was Battle for Beneath the Planet of the Apes or Escape from Beneath the Planet of the Apes, something like that, that wasn't included. So there was 7 movies instead of 8. But it was still great to watch.
So, yeah, War for Planet of the Apes. Not a very good movie, I have to say. I thought it would have been a good end.
Was it a good one to watch?
No.
Oh.
Not very good at all, to be honest. Not even to watch. I was really bored with it.
Well, that wasn't because you went with your girlfriend. your wife's not listening tonight, is she?
I don't have a wife.
She doesn't have anyone.
Oh, that's what you tell us.
So, no, she isn't listening.
Otherwise, you could end up with no girlfriend, no wife.
And his mother.
No, my mother doesn't listen either.
It's actually good when they don't listen because you can talk about anything.
But we are talking about movies because we don't have much longer to go.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been a good ending to the three because it was the third in the last trilogy and it wasn't that good compared to Rise and Dawn, which is a bit of disappointing.
It wouldn't have been the end. They're going to do more.
Yeah, I think they will do more.
No, I know they've got another 2 planned, but that's as far as
Well, the thing with this, it's like it's a prequel to the very first one.
Yeah.
The Charlton Heston one. So maybe they'll make another one before that.
Have you seen the behind the scenes on the TV from this current series of The Apes?
No, I haven't.
Well, they've actually filmed it the same as how they did Avatar with all these
dots motion capture,
motion capture and that, and that's how they can make them look so much more ape-like than what they did with Charlton Heston's series.
Well, yeah,
Heston series was great.
It was very good. The costumes that they had was very good.
Yeah.
Great
every now and then you could see the second set of teeth and another set of lips or something and so on. But, yeah, it was good.
And the lines of their helmet and things, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the mask, I guess. But, you know, it was very good.
Yeah.
But I do like Planet of the Apes. The original one's good. The Rise and Dawn before.
Yeah.
But War for Planet of the Apes, not very good. Not very good, unfortunately. And also watched The Founder, which was pretty good. It's about the guy that found the McDonald's Corporation.
You saw that.
I did end up seeing it. I remember I was talking to Glenn.
There's a new space movie out starting this very shortly.
Which one?
I can't remember.
Well, that doesn't help me.
No. There's 2 coming out.
Okay.
Okay, but yeah, so talk about Founder.
Yeah, The Founder. It's about the guy that found McDonald's. He bought the rights from the McDonald's brothers.
Yeah.
And he kind of...
Did he give them a good price?
They did on a handshake deal, but then he kind of screwed them out of their royalties because it was a handshake deal and they had no proof of the handshake deal.
Oh, okay.
But don't forget, this movie's made for dramatic effect, so you don't know if that's how exactly it really happened, but...
Well, probably similar.
It was something like that.
If it was a handshake done, it would be one It would be two against one.
Yeah, but there's still no evidence.
It would be a company against it.
Yeah, but he was already like a multimillionaire by then, yeah. And they weren't. So they would have been paying court fees and lawyer fees and all these things, and they don't have the money for that. So they said, fine, we'll just sign you over the McDonald's name and corporation. And
But they couldn't get the McDonald's name down in Tasmania.
Yeah, that's right. They couldn't.
They had to buy that name because there was a bloke called down there.
There was already a shop called
running McDonald's, hamburgers, and his name was McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because he was there before them. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. The founder. That's a very good movie. I highly suggest watching that if anyone is interested. It's really good.
Yeah.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
103. But that's pretty much it for us this week. Mick will be back next week.
Yep.
Peter
will be back next
week. Tony will be back.
Yep.
I'll be back. All right, we'll see you next week. Don't forget.
Mick will be back.
Bye.
See ya.
Good night.
Good night.